Evening. Thank you. We're going through the Al-Khaits. We're now, regretfully, not that far in. I guess I'll add that to the Al-Khaits. We've done Bonus of Varatz, and we did some of the self-focused sins. We begin with Imut Halev, Bivli Dat, Bivitus Ratayim, which we suggested, even out of the context of public, just in one's own home, we should feel a level of remorse over the things that we've said, the things that we felt, the things that we've thought. And then we enter out into the public, and we say, "Begilui v'seter." We've done this v'seter, but also out in the world when we engage with other people, we turn gilui arayot, which posed a problem for us on Thursday, almost as a non sequitur. You go from, I've maybe said the wrong thing. I felt a little unemotional at times, and then we confess to gilui arayot, which is, as I mentioned on Thursday, one of the big three, and we contextualize that a little differently. But then we turn al-chet shechatanu lefanecha b'dibur peh, the sins that we have performed before you, b'dibur peh, which means literally with speaking with the mouth. What is dibur peh? Now, what does the word dibur have difference to an amira? How is davar different to amar? Right, usually the etymology seen as diber is always in the grammatical form piel, which means it's always harsh, always hard. And what we're apologizing for is not just bituis fatayim that we've sometimes said things, but dibur peh, but there is a harshness. We've had accusations, we've said offensive things. My question is, which limb do we usually speak with?
Limb? No limb.
All right, no limb. Which part of the body do we usually speak with? And when I say usually, I mean always. We don't speak with any other part of it. I'm sorry, but b'dibur peh? Just say, al-chet shechatan lefanecha b'dibur. B'dibur peh? So the straightforward answer is just poetic. It comes in couplets. B'tuit svatayim, bivli dat, b'dat of mirma, b'dibur peh.
You see with your eyes. You also say with your hands, you say with your gestures. It's not just with your mouth.
Fantastic. That was going to be the first suggestion. Which is actually one of the things we're saying is b'dibur peh, that actually I'm talking about the things that I do with my mouth. Because sometimes if I try to contextualize, sometimes people will say, no offense, but, and we all know that means something whoppingly offensive is coming. Or you say, I'm making a joke, and you could tell from my gestures that it was a joke. But what we're apologizing for, even in the context where we try to mitigate the effects of our words, when we've made it clear we were joking, or if we gave a preface that indicated what I'm about to say isn't so bad, we're saying, b'dibur peh, the things that we have done with our mouth that were harsh, independent of context, we have a level of remorse for. And I would only add, there's another possibility, b'dibur peh, is that we're apologizing for the things that we say with our mouth that we are not feeling with our heart. We apologize for the things that we say where there is not offensive, but actually encouraging, but we don't really feel it. So we're apologizing for insincerity on some level. And tomorrow, I will not be here, but please God, next time we speak, we'll turn to Badat of Mirma, and I wish you all a good evening.